through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Well, 96.5 KECO Elk City, 100.1 KWFX in Woodward, Oklahoma. Good morning, America. No, wait, it's not morning. It's now early afternoon. Well, good morning, California. It's still morning there. And I know, I'm sure Jimmy has a lot of listeners in California, right? My name is Nathan Brewer. Jimmy Clark is taking a much needed and frankly much deserved rest today. But all I'm really going to do is push buttons and point because we've brought in the true agriculture expert, a gentleman named Greg Hartman, no stranger to this show, no stranger to Western Oklahoma, no stranger to agriculture, having worked for so many years in doing the line of work that he did do. Greg, first of all, good afternoon. Thank you for agreeing to come in.
Oh, thank you. I've been really thinking about coming over here, and looks like it's going to be an enjoyable time. I appreciate the invitation.
Remind everybody, a lot of people do know who you are, but just in case we have some listeners, get right into that microphone and tell everybody what you did for so many years with OSU Extension.
Well, I was in Beckham County OSU Extension for 23 years here, and as of May 31st of 24, I decided it was time for me to do something different, so I left there, and I just kind of self-employed and worked for some other people here and there, especially my wife, and do all those kind of things now.
This is Today in Ag, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre. Today is also the Wheeler General Store Happy Hour. So we'll be talking some more about Wheeler General Store in Wheeler, Texas, and Mr. Nathan Heffley. Got a great name there, Nathan. Nathan Heffley at the Wheeler General Store in Wheeler, Texas. Before we dive real deep into stuff, first of all, it's about 33, 34 degrees, so just above freezing. The fog seems gone, but we haven't had the clearing yet here that we were promised. We're supposed to end up with actually sunny skies this afternoon. Tomorrow's supposed to be sunny as well. Today and tomorrow, supposed to be in the 50s. Now, it's only about 33 or 34 degrees right now, according to my Mezonet weather machine. Let me take a look at my app on my phone and see if there's wide. Now, see, this is why I don't trust technology. My phone says 43. That ambient weather machine says 34. Who do we believe? It's probably closer to 43 because I just don't think it's as cold as that. We're supposed to hit about 50. We'll take a look at your weather later on. But we got cloudy skies right now, which is better than it was this morning. Greg, did you see any problems, have any problems out driving early this morning when it was 29 degrees and foggy?
There was a little bit of that freezing fog that you guys talked about on the morning show over around Sayre, and it was starting to clear whenever I left a while ago, but the closer I got to Elk City, the foggier, I think that's a word, isn't it, foggier?
Sure.
Is the foggier it became, and so there's still plenty of fog around here. Also, that technology that you look at there, that is the temperature at that Mezonet site. That has no idea for everything else. So right there, that's what it is, but it's that may not be anywhere else.
It seems to me in winter, the temperatures diverge more widely.
I think so.
Because we'll have listeners in the morning. We'll have listeners from Hammond texting us that it's 10 degrees colder there than it is here.
Yeah, depending on if you're in a valley or low spot or in a little bit of a rise, depending on the wind. There's so many variations in there. I don't think that you can ever get it right. I mean, somebody's going to say, well, that's not the way it is here. So
now you came loaded for bear with some stuff to talk about, but I want to ask you on air what I ask you about off air. It was either late last week or early this week. I personally saw a dead deer on 20th Street in Elk City. Earlier this week, my son in Elk City on Van Buren saw a buck run across Van Buren right in front of him. We seem to be, it seems like 25 or 30 years ago, we had a shortage of deer, but for the last 10, 15 years, we have the super abundance. Why is that the case?
Well, there's lots of reasons for that. I don't know that any of them are for sure. You'd need to visit with the wildlife department because, quote unquote, those are all their deer. They're not anybody else's, but they don't feed them or take care of them. But anyway, I won't get any farther than that. But I think a lot of it is the deer on the move. There are a lot more deer out there. I was just visiting with my wife last month or so. Seemed like around the Sayre area, I see more deer coming into town than I do out in the areas. And so I don't know if their food supply is limited and they're coming into town. I don't know if people have maybe some feeders closer in town. I don't know if it's because of maybe hunting season that they're on the move, but I know that there are more of them all the time. And we live west of Sayre there, and I can remember a time as a younger boy, which that was a long time ago, I know, but we didn't ever hardly ever see any deer, and they've just become like flies in our place. I mean, they're just everywhere. You know, we can't put up any hot wire fences anymore because they run through them or jump over them and tear them down. So, but we're always fixing fence, our five wire fences. We're always fixing them because they're trying to jump over and they get a leg hung and break the wire, but they're just everywhere. And so I think it's just a sign of the times. We won't go any farther what we talked about earlier. I think there's some people need to kind of look at the amount of population we have. And I think there's several groups, several big groups that could maybe do something about that. I would hate to be an insurance person in Western Oklahoma this time of year because you know they are getting bombarded by accident reports from deer because you see deer laying everywhere, everywhere. And so I don't know that I've answered your question because I don't know that there is a definite answer. There's just a few things that maybe that might be.
96.5 KECO and 100.1 KWFX. It is Today in Ag, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre. Greg Hartman is here. Greg, what is on your mind? What did you come prepared to talk about today?
Well, I wasn't going to talk as many things about what, like Jimmy talks about. I don't want to bore the people. I just because he talks about all those things already, see?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I don't want to reiterate those things because he does a great job and talks a lot about the different agriculture. I'm going to talk a little bit more about horticulture things.
Oh, yeah.
Things that I know I have not with OSU Extension anymore, but, you know, when you win that position for 23 years, you just don't take that hat off and people just leave you alone. I mean, you know, you go to church, people ask you questions, you go out to eat, they ask you questions, you go to the grocery store, they want to know this, you go to the gas station, you get something, you just can't go anywhere. And so these are some things that people are asking me, and if I was still in extension, this is some things that I would put out that I think are important. People know about some horticulture as far as the month of December, and then looking into January, and then we'll talk a little bit about, I know it's Christmas time, a little bit about trees, if you have a real live tree or if you have an artificial tree. I know a lot of people are bringing in holiday plants. Some of those plants could be toxicity to some of the pets, you know, so you need to be careful. So just the random about things just to try to educate the listeners. I'm sure a lot of them know all these things, but it certainly doesn't hurt to remind them about some of these things that could happen and just try to keep people more knowledgeable about horticulture.
Do people still buy real Christmas trees?
Well, you know, I was going to ask you that. I think that there are a large number of people who do still buy live Christmas trees or go cut their own. Mm. But I think every year that's getting smaller and smaller and smaller just because, I don't want to make a panic, but there are some hazards with having a real live tree in your house.
Well, I mean, first of all, the needles fall everywhere.
Yes, they do.
They just do. The trees dry out, and you get those needles all the time, it seems like.
Yeah.
But I remember here, because growing up, we always got a real live tree.
We did, too.
Yeah. Now, somewhere around the time I got married, 25, 26, 27 years ago, we made the switch, and we got the artificial. But I remember even 30 years ago, 35 years ago, there was a concern with the lights and the trees drying out and fires.
That's what I was going to say. We had a live tree for a number of years, and back probably whenever I was my teens, there was a big deal about, you know, take your tree outside and just light a match to it and see how much time it takes for that tree to go up in smoke. We did that. And it took about 22 seconds for that tree to, and so no more live trees in our home. We went to artificial tree from that point.
Good night, that quick?
They go quick, and that's the reason there's such a fire hazard in your home. But I was going to talk about some things that you could do to kind of alleviate some of that.
Okay.
And maybe extend the life of that tree where it doesn't get as dry and it's not such a hazard in your home.
Like, what can we do?
Well, you know, when you go buy that tree, either you buy that as a pre-cut tree,
mm-hmm.
and those trees come from probably the Pacific Northwest or the lake states up around there, and those were probably cut 45 to 60 days ago, and they're just in a holding facility. And so those trees have already started drying because they're not going to take care of them. The first thing you should do if you buy one of those trees, make sure that you get one that's fairly green. But if you're going to put it in your house right then, I would go and cut about an inch off the bottom of that tree. That way it's fresh wood, and put that in water. That way that tree has the ability to wick that water up and into the tree and keep it fairly moist. If you do that, I think you should have the extend the life of the tree considerably. Now, remember, a tree of any size can probably need about a quart of water a day. So you need to have a pedestal or some kind of container that you can hold enough water in there to let that tree wick that up and keep live and viable. You don't want that tree just, like you said, the needles going everywhere because it's starting to dry out. So that's one thing that you could do to alleviate those problems there. There are several other things. You know, that's one reason that people have trees that are artificial now, because it's just it's much safer. I think it's much safer for you and for your children, especially. I think more and more people, in my opinion, have more pets in the home, maybe some of our older clientele. And so, you know how cats are.
Mm-hmm.
They always want to climb a tree, knock it over, so things can happen there. So dogs brushing up against a tree or wanting to lay underneath a tree or things like that. So there's always that. So a person really needs to take care of and make sure they watch the amount of water that they have in that container for that tree to wick up, where it will hopefully stay fresh and not dry out on them.
It was funny you mentioned that the cutting off the bottom of an inch or so to let the water get. I think probably years and years ago when we had real trees, there were times when you put the water in the base, and a day or two later, it looks like it's still the same amount of water. And you think, uh-oh, we should have cut that tree. It's not getting the water up there.
Yeah, because a tree in nature, within minutes after you cut a tree, whether you're pruning or like those Christmas trees when they're cut, they have a natural ability to heal themselves over. So they're going to seal that cut off.
Mm.
Whether it be a pruning that you do or whether you cut a tree down, it's going to seal off. So within a matter of minutes, you need to get that tree in water if you're going to, like your Christmas tree, or if you're trying to cut a tree down that you don't want, you need to get your chemical on there to get into that tree and wick that down into the roots. Or like a pruning, once you prune a tree off or branch off a tree, it's going to try to heal itself over. So hopefully within a matter of minutes, it'll heal over and you won't have that problem. So that's the reason that you need to get that tree in the water fairly quickly.
Uh-huh.
So that it will keep wicking up. Because if you don't, it'll just start to seal over and it'll be like you talked about. 2 or 3 days later, there's still water in there, so we're really not doing any good.
That's Greg Hartman. I'm Nathan Brewer. This is Today in Ag, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre. We're just getting started, about 17 minutes after high noon. It's either 34 degrees or 43 degrees. It's one or the other. We'll take a look at your weather coming up later on. Greg and I are filling in for Jimmy, who's taking a much-needed break. We will come back in segment number two and take a look at the Central Crop Care of Hobart Grain Market. They're your go-to for all your spraying needs. It's Today in Ag. And by the way, this is the Wheeler General Store Happy Hour. Okay? Nathan Heffley and Company, Wheeler General Store. Looking for deer corn? Wheeler General Store fully stocked with corn, attractants, game cameras, feeders, and much more. While you're there looking for hunting accessories, take a look at all their different meat seasonings. Elk Creek, Meat Church, Traeger. And those are just a few of them. How about that? Greg's with me. I'm Nathan, 100.1 KWFX in Woodward, 96.5 KECO in Elk City. It's Today in Ag, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
One of the computers here at the station was crashing, about to lose everything on it, and we didn't even know it. But Dennis knew, because he was watching, and he warned us in time.
Hey Gabe, it's Dennis. Our system detected that one of your computers has a hard drive that's about to fail.
Which one?
It's Nathan's.
So what do I need to do?
Well, we probably need to get it in the shop and get the drive cloned to a new machine before he loses any data off of it.
Do you have another computer in stock that we can just get it fixed real quick?
Sure, we've got some in stock. Just need to get it in, get it cloned over, and be good to go.
Okay, thanks a lot, Dennis.
You bet, sounds good.
See
you.
ITL monitors our computers at Paragon Communications remotely, so Dennis Teal knows there's a problem before we even know it. He helped us save years worth of valuable files. ITL's remote monitoring comes in very handy here at work. That kind of security system for your computers can keep your business running so you can keep making a living.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Need to dig it? Then it's time to rent it. But call 811 first and then head on over to DJ's Rentals and Sales and let their knowledgeable staff help you get it started. Whether it's a backhoe, a post hole digger, a mini excavator, or a skid steer that you need to help make that job a little easier. You can find them all and more at DJ's Rentals and Sales, 911 South Main Street in Elk City. Text them on the text line at 580-799-7214. Find and follow them on Facebook. And don't forget to call 811 first.
This is Sean with Galleria Furniture. Right now, we've got an incredible offer on the Hudson Collection. This leather sofa has all the features: a drop-down table with storage, power recline, touch puck lighting, and even Apple charging tray with USB charging. And here's the bonus: when you purchase the sofa and the love seat, you'll get the matching leather power recliner for free. That's over $1,000 in savings. Located in Elk City, next to Tractor Supply, where friends don't let friends pay retail.
You could get specific and get them heated jackets and vests. You could get a Milwaukee Tools, or Carlisle Tools, or a toolbox. You could even get a new driver, a car detailing kit. If you know what they want or what they need, you can get specific. Or you can do the easy thing and get them a Napa gift card for Christmas. Don't forget the stockings, air fresheners for the car, flashlights, gloves, tumblers. How about phone chargers, Bluetooth speakers, or hand warmers? You know who's got all of this. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd.
Next spring, you'll fire up the tractor, turn the earth, plant the seed, and be on your way to another harvest. If you take care of your tractor right now. Before you put it up, do the maintenance so you'll be ready to go next spring. Everything you need to keep your tractor performing is at Camrock Supply. All the grease and hydraulic fluids and filters. All the nuts and bolts, all the tire patches, all the stuff is at Camrock Supply. All of it. Next to Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City. When it's time, make sure your tractor is ready to go.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
22 minutes after high noon, 96.5 KECO and 100.1 KWFX. It's Today in Ag with Nathan and Greg. Greg Hartman is here. It's brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre. We just came back from our Wheeler General Store break, but now that we're in segment two, we need to take a look at the Central Crop Care of Hobart Grain Market, your go-to for all spraying needs and requirements. Let me update this and make sure this is the latest and great, because Jimmy said, yeah, it changes all the time. So he said, keep it updated. All right, let's take a look at corn. December, 437, that's down two. March is 444, down 2.5. Let's take a look at soybeans. January is 1107, that's down 12. March of 26 is 1117, that's down 11.5. Soybean meal, December, 307, down 1.5. January, 308, that's down 2.9. Let me skip ahead to hard red winter wheat. December of 25, 529, that's up 8 5.4, and March 26, 5:30, down 3.5. We slide over here. Live cattle, December 224, up 305. February 26, 225, is up 160. Feeder cattle, January 26, 338.75. That's up 218. And March 26, 332. That's up 307. Lean hogs, December 25, 81.65, up 52. February 26 is 82.35. That's up 50. Looks like, all right, that's it. He said stop there, so I'm going to stop there. Greg Hartman to my left. I'm Nathan Brewer, 96.5 KECO, 100.1 KWFX. And Greg did so much work for so many years in horticulture. By the way, how did you come about that? Why is it, of all things, you got so involved in horticulture?
Well, one of the reasons is there wasn't a horticulture specialist out this way, and I got tired of just calling people. So I thought, well, I'll just give me some books and I'll learn, and I'll go to more in services, and I will call more on campus. And so I was kind of like that farmer's insurance. I know a thing or two because I've seen a thing or two. And so I just through repetition. And normally horticulture is pretty easily because you have the same problems about the same time every year. There can be a few changes along the way, but most things happen about the same time every year, like December. You know that you need to think about a little bit about your lawn, especially if you have like a cool season grasses, like if you have Kentucky bluegrass or you have a fescue. There are some things that you need to do differently, like all the leaves that are coming off right now, where in a warm season grass like zoysia or Bermuda grass, you can just leave those leaves there because today they'll be this way and tomorrow they'll be the other way, so they'll blow around. But on a cool season grass like we talked about there, you need to get those raked off because they could cause some problems with maybe the soil being too damp or not getting enough warmth in there or enough sunshine on your cool season grass. So that's one thing that I always know that people that have that, and not a lot of people do, but there's some people that want to have a green lawn year round, and so be it. So anyway, that's something you should do. And you need to always think about, I know it's December and you, like you said, it's cold outside, but there are some cool season broadleaf weeds that are starting to already come. So need to be thinking about that, you know, putting some pre-emergence down, maybe not right now or today, but certainly within the next month to 45 days, that needs to be kind of on your mind to be putting some pre-emergence down to control all those winter annuals that are going to be coming here if we happen to ever get some moisture. So that's some things about that that you need to look about. Trees and shrubs, you know, we'll talk a little bit more about watering here a little bit, but don't forget about just because a tree is dormant, it doesn't mean that it's not transpiring water. And so you need to water if we haven't had enough water, especially those maybe those trees or shrubs that maybe are not established as much. And I know a lot of people don't grow magnolia trees because they're not really indigenous to this area. They're not really here for a reason because they don't really like this area. But there's a lot of people who have beautiful magnolia trees in Beckham County. And so they need to think about some fertilizer for them. And the reason that they fertilize right now is because they need a more acidic type of fertilizer, like fertilizer that you would get at one of your home and garden stores, like azalea fertilizer or rhododendron, that are more acidic type of soils. And that's the reason that magnolias don't do very well out here, because we have a little bit higher climate, we're a little more arid, and then we have soils that are not very acidic. And so you have to add some acid to them, and that way you'll have prettier blooms in the spring. And so if you've got a magnolia tree, make sure you fertilize those with a more of an acidic type of soil. People are bringing plants inside right now, flowers, different type of cool season or plants that they might have, some of their perennial or some of their annuals, are bringing them in, try to keep them from dying off because of the cold weather. The first thing I would tell you, make sure that you check those plants and don't bring in any insects into your home that might get on your other plants that you have there. So there's a lot of those aphids right now because they're down in the soil. They're trying to stay warm, and if you bring that plant in, it warms up in your home, they're going to come out and they're going to get on your other plants. So be careful about bringing plants in if you really haven't thought about if there's insects on them. And right now, everybody's thinking about Christmas flowers, poinsettias. You know, you've paid the money for a poinsettia. You know, a poinsettia needs about 6 hours of light every day, indirect or direct light. And so you need to place them in an area where they can get some light, but yet they're not going to be in full sun to get too much light. And you don't want them by like a heater vent where they're going to get overheated because they like to be a little bit cooler. So, and keep them away from maybe like a door where it'd be drafty, where you'd get the cold air coming in and the hot air and all that. So those are some things there that a guy needs to think about there. And I get a lot of calls and people ask me about going ahead and pruning my trees. Well, you can prune a tree this time of year. I would urge you maybe to wait a little while because you never know how Mother Nature's going to bring ice and it could prune the tree for you. So you should wait a little bit on pruning those. And I always tell people never prune more than a quarter of the tree at one time ever in a year because you don't want to dehorn it. And we've already talked a little bit about that tree needs to heal up. And so by pruning a little bit at a time, and that's what I like to do. I like to go out and prune a little bit and then come back and look at it and see, you know, if, do I need to prune somewhere else? Do I need to get this evened up where that tree's more symmetrical and looks better? You know, my wife will tell me if I haven't got it done right, because she'll go out there and look and say, this needs to come off, or, you know, when she's mowing, she doesn't want to have to bend down underneath the limb. So we try to keep those all at bay where they're not going to be problematic there. Now, saying that, I don't want you to prune any of your fruit trees right now, because fruit trees are a lot more tender. They can't stand as much pruning, so you need to wait till the cold weather is really over. I'd say late February, early March, you can start pruning on a fruit tree, because you don't want to prune them too early. And some of your plants that you have in your flower beds, some of them you may want to cut some of those up, or take and cut those up to put them in different areas and split those up. I would probably wait until mid-January to do that. That way they've had a good time to harden off with the freezes and everything, and it's not too big of a shock to them. So usually when we start warming up, hopefully they're the end of February, 1st of March, so they can really go on and go. So those are just a few little tidbits about things that always happen here in December that people need to be thinking about seriously and looking at as they move forward and think about your horticulture, your yard, your trees on into the next year. I know it's hard to think about it right now in December. It's gloomy, it's foggy outside, it's cold, but it won't be long until it'll be time for them to break out again and start.
96.5 KECO and 100.1 KWFX. It's Today in Ag. Brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre. We need to take a Wheeler General Store break. On the other side, Hobart Farm and, well, actually, that'll be later on. The Hobart Farm and Garden weather update. That'll be after, break number three. When we come back, we got more with Greg Hartman. Horticulture, taking a different look at agriculture today, or a different facet of agriculture. Stuff coming out of the ground, horticulture. It's Christmas time. It's holiday time. Trying to keep you safe and aware. Greg Hartman, Nathan Brewer, filling in for Jimmy Clark, 96.5 KECO, 100.1 KWFX. Today in Ag, brought to you by First National Bank of Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Do you know Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance? If you do, you already know this about him.
When people meet me and get to know me, I think they do truly walk away with a feel of, you know what, when that guy says something, he means it. He means what he says. He says what he means. I'm a straight shooter. I'll tell people up front, hey, I might not be able to beat that price. One thing that I always do when I meet with a client or with a new customer, I look over all their insurance stuff. And there are times I hand it back to them and say, hey, you've got great coverage at a great price. If you're not happy with your agent, let's look at making a change. But if you don't have any issues with them, hey, you've got another set of eyes that looked at your policy and you've got good coverage. You don't have anything to worry about. That goes a long way, because a couple of years from now, they may have a rate increase. I'm Mickey Lively, and I work for Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and my office is located in Greer County.
Mickey Lively and Oklahoma Farm Bureau in Greer County.
Call 782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Kent Watkins here with SEI AgriTech in Elk City, Oklahoma. Are feral hogs causing damage to your land and crops? Try Kaput, our highly effective bait designed specifically for feral hog control. Kaput targets hogs where it hurts, helping you protect your property and your livestock. Don't wait for the damage to get worse. Call us or stop by today at SEI AgriTech on South Randall in Elk City to learn more about Kaput. Follow us on Facebook for the latest updates and solutions.
Valley Center pivots are the most durable and reliable you can find. But when you do need replacement parts, your operation deserves the best. Valley Genuine Parts. Knutson Irrigation has been serving growers since 1981, and their experienced service technicians stand behind every part in their fully stocked warehouse. They also service other pivot brands. So when you need fast service and reliable parts, you need Knutson Irrigation. Call them for service or visit KnutsonIrrigation.com for more info.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
You've got a problem, an issue, you can usually sit down and we can get it figured out while you're there. If it's something that we can't figure out right that day, it's usually within a day because everybody's accessible. If there's something that needs to be done loan-wise, we can get that ran to wherever it needs to go. Or if you just need help up front with some accounts or whatnot, I can walk you up there and introduce you to somebody and hang out with you and talk you through it. I can explain to Tammy or Tori or someone up front, hey, we've been discussing this. This is where we're at.
I'm Utah Robinson, and I help make the difference. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
12:36. It's Friday. It's Today in Ag, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre. We just got back out of a Wheeler General Store break. Is there anything specific? See, my desktop says 33, my ambient weather machine says 35, my phone says 43, which is a completely different reading. And as I look around, I had some air temperatures brought up from the Mesonet. For instance, right now, 40 at Cheyenne, according to the Mesonet, 40 at Cheyenne, 38 at Eric, 35 at Elk City, 35 at Bessie, 38 at Weatherford, 39 at Hobart, 35 at Mangum, 34 at Hollis. Let's go way up north. Woodward. Coming in at 45 degrees, Arnett 49, Camargo 41, Sealing 41, Putnam 34 degrees. Greg Hartman to my left, longtime Ag Extension OSU, horticulture, learned it out of need, taught himself out of need, just read a bunch of books on it and decided to, you know what, I'll start talking about this. And that's what he's doing. You've got some information that Jimmy Clark wanted you to pass on to other people.
Yeah, Jimmy, he's not here today, but he must still be working because he sent me this for us to put on here. This is from the Beckham County Farm Service Agency. They wanted us to announce this to all the producers today. They are taking acre reports for small grains. That would be like wheat, rye, and triticale. We are now down to 27 working days to finish and have lots to go. We need everybody to call and make an appointment as soon as possible. Need to make an appointment as soon as possible. No walk-ins this year. No walk-ins this year. Our calendar is booked so heavily that we cannot take walk-ins, and we are also down to one person. Also, anyone who has shares in the cotton must come in and sign page one of the 633 form prior to selling their cotton to be eligible for the LDP, if there is one. No appointments required on that. So no requirements, no appointments for signing your cotton sheet, your 633. But if you want to get your acre reports in for your small grains, you must make an appointment to the Farm Services Agency and get on their books because they are swamped down there.
All right, you heard it here first. Greg Hartman and Jimmy Clark working together with the Farm Service Agency. This is 100.1 KWFX in Woodward, 96.5 KECO in Elk City. Today in Ag with Nathan and Greg filling in for Jimmy Clark. Today brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre. Wheeler General Store, Nathan Heffley and Company. 15868, you all knew that. 15868 Highway 152 just outside of Wheeler. The phone number, 806-826-5531. Greg Hartman, it's the holiday season. It's cold weather, and people may not, I wouldn't necessarily think a lot right now about plants and trees and horticulture, but you're right. Because of the holidays, people are bringing stuff inside the house. Mm-hmm. And so there, you mentioned earlier some things maybe being toxic for pets, and that's probably the kind of thing that most folks don't think about.
Yeah, that's something that I want to bring to everybody's attention. We don't think about some of these plants that you bring in or you buy to add beautiful color to your homes here in the Christmas time because, you know, we've had a freeze. Things are starting to go dormant, and so the color of your beautiful beds have gone by the wayside, so you're bringing other plants in. I know a lot of people will buy some amaryllis buds, then plant those, and they make a really beautiful color in your home. But those buds and those bulbs are poison and toxic to a lot of plants. So make sure that if you plant some that you've got them up high enough that your dog or cat can't get in those and gnaw on them or chew on them because they could cause some problems with it. There's some paper white plants that are also very flush as far as forage and white color that have very fragrant blooms on them that are very, very beautiful. And some of those bulbs can be poison or toxic to some of your pets, so be careful with them. You know, unfortunately, these plants, they don't distinguish between wild animals, which that's the reason they have that. That's Mother Nature gives them the ability to ward off wild animals eating them and keep them viable, and they can't distinguish between them and just a curious indoor pet. So be sure and make sure that they don't ingest any of those because it could cause some stomach problems. You know, I get a lot of calls every year and even this year about the white berries on mistletoe or some of those little red berries on hollies. You know, if they fall off in a pet, a curious pet eats some of those. So that could cause some distress as far as stomach distress, bowel distress in some of your pets. So be careful about those. Put those up high enough where a curious pet couldn't get into them. There's a lot of misnomers about poinsettias, that they're toxic. That's probably a little exaggerated, that they're not that toxic. Now, I wouldn't say that they're not, because they do have a milky type of sap there. If a pet was to chew into them and they ingest that sap, it could cause some stomach problems or some vomiting. But if you have any problems with that, certainly see your local veterinarians. I know we have a lot of good veterinarians in this part of the area that you can have those. But certainly a word to the wise should be sufficient. Just be careful with bringing in some of those gorgeous plants to brighten up your home. Some of those do have a little bit of toxicity to them, and I certainly wouldn't want anybody to have any problems with one of their pets because they ingested some of that and they didn't know. So hopefully that'll help somebody along the way.
Have you been contacted this hour by some people you know who are listening to you right now?
Yes, I have some friends. I call them my friends that, from up in the northern part of Oklahoma that we were talking about trees a while ago, and he said, when's the best time to plant a tree? And I was going to reply back to him, but he replied, and really the answer to that is 20 years ago. You should have planted that tree. But Nathan and I were visiting about that. I always tell people the time to plant a tree is anytime you can plant a tree. Now, it's easier to get success with that tree and make sure that tree survives and can get established if you'll plant it in a month that has an R in it. So R's, so those would be areas like September through April. Think about those times as maybe cooler temperatures, maybe not as normally swing of temperatures. I know October was a swing between cold and warm, but normally those trees are starting to kind of go dormant. And so they can take the shock of maybe being transplanted, whether they're a ball root plant or they're in a container, and you put them into a different type of climate and different type of soil. Normally, they can do better. I would prefer that somebody plant one in the month of January and February, because we're closer to coming into warmer temperatures and they can get adjusted in March and April before we get into the May, who has no R, June has no R, July has no R, and August has no R. So during the hot season, that tree hopefully will get established enough that it can make it through with your help as far as taking care of it. You should really care for that tree for a full year, but let it get established before you just say, okay, you're on your own. You really need to take care of that tree for a full year. So that's the reason I always caution people when they say, listen, I'm going to go buy 20 or 30 trees and I'm going to plant and landscape my area. I just say, listen, do you know how much work that is? Because you need to spend some time. I would rather you'd go get 5 or 10 and really spend a lot of time with those 5 or 10 than I would say 20 or 30, and you don't spend enough time and get them establishment, and then your success rate is going to go completely down to zero, because if you don't train that tree, you don't establish that tree properly and give it enough time to get adjusted before we get into some really hot temperatures or temperatures that are a heavy swing in that, your success rate is much better. I could go into lots of stories of failures because people thought that they could have lots of trees very quickly, and they want fast growing trees, and there's no such thing as a hardy, fast-growing tree.
So the cold weather of like November, December, January, the cold weather is not a big barrier to new tree growth?
No, because normally those trees are starting to kind of go dormant there in September, October. And so when you get a tree from one of your tree stores or a place that you want to buy those, they usually have gone dormant enough, or they're starting to decrease as far as their sap movement that they can withstand some cold temperatures. Now, we can move into the segment if we have time. Watering is always important. You need to water those trees in, and certainly I mentioned earlier as far as tree care with these evergreen trees or spruce trees that you have, even though they're green, they're transpiring water all the time. And even though our trees, our decorative trees have gone dormant now, they're still transpiring water out, especially if we have warm days like October, we have wind like we've had. That extra water adds in insulation to the tree. It helps those roots become insulated where they don't freeze. It's just so much better for those trees. Now, I'm not saying water them all the time. I would say maybe 3 to 4 weeks, every 3 to 4 weeks. Maybe you might want to give them a half inch of rain or water to make sure that they're established. Now, if you've got a young tree that you haven't, it hasn't made it a full year, you probably ought to maybe give it a little bit of water every week to make sure that it's okay. So there's lots of issues with that a lot of people think, well, I'll just plant that tree, he's good to go, you're on your own, and lots of times, Western Oklahoma, that's not the case.
Greg Hartman over there knows what he's talking about. I'm Nathan Brewer pushing the buttons. Jimmy Clark's on a break today. He should be back on Monday. It's Today in Ag brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre on 96.5 KECO and 100.1 KWFX. We need to take a Wheeler General Store break. We'll come back with your Hobart Farm and Garden weather update from Southwest Oklahoma. More with Greg Hartman. Stay tuned.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey folks, this is EJ Gredeman with ASCO Equipment out of Elk City, Oklahoma. If you need rental equipment, I got your back. From excavators to wheel loaders, telehandlers, and forklifts, we rent the brands that you know and trust. With flexible terms, responsible service, and expert support, we're here to keep your job on track. Need equipment? We're on it here at ASCO Equipment. Visit ASCOEQ.com or stop by our Elk City branch, 513 West 20th here in Elk City, Oklahoma, or you can just give me a call, 580-243-9233. Appreciate it, folks, and y'all have a blessed day.
You farmers like saving money on stuff you gotta have? You can save instantly when you buy two or more eligible Bridgestone or Firestone Ag tires at Blair Tire and Feed. Get $300 off all eligible AD2IF and VF radial tires and Bridgestone radials. Get $200 off all eligible non-AD2 radial tires. And get $25 off Destination Farm and Destination Turf. Blair Tire and Feed at the crossroads in Blair, Oklahoma. Save instantly on the tires you gotta have.
This Christmas, be sure and visit Dameron Jewelers in downtown Elk City and enjoy savings throughout the store. You'll find Western Oklahoma's finest selection of diamonds, plus custom jewelry pieces, Fossil, Baby G, G-Shock, and Citizens men's and women's watches, unique gift ideas, and more. Holiday hours, they'll be open every Monday through Saturday after Thanksgiving through December 20th, and open Sunday, December 21st from 1 to 5, and Christmas Eve from 9 to 4. Remember, this holiday season, shop local, shop smart, shop Elk City, and shop Dameron Jewelers in downtown Elk City, where they're famous for diamonds.
You don't want to let your cotton set in the field day after day waiting to be ginned. Now to better serve you, the cotton farmers in Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, Lone Star Gin has processed over 540,000 bales of cotton. They've got locations in Pampa, Texas, and now in Burns Flat, Oklahoma. Lone Star Gin has the ability to process over 2,400 bales per day. All they do is gin cotton. Go to LoneStarGin.com for more information, and you can find them on Facebook.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, November 21st. 1,681 head were sold. 9 head of steers at 432 brought 465, 26 at 484 brought 427.50, 3 at 523 brought 405, 4 at 678 brought 342.50, 6 at 726 brought 333, 3 at 883 brought 265, 7 head of heifers at 449 brought 370, 12 at 475 brought 365, 10 at 676 brought 306, 7 at 717 brought 305, 13 at 737 brought 307, 3 at 1087 brought 226, butcher cows were 52 to 169, butcher bulls brought 125 to 186, bred cows 1150 to 4300, pairs 2250 to 3850, Elk City Livestock Auction 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma, sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign, call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
An I-40 acreage near Canute can be yours Monday, December 29th. The seller is Jerry Bohannon, and his 21 acres of land are on the west edge of Canute. Auction will be at the property at 1 p.m. Prime I-40 Route 66 land. XIT Auctions is conducting the auction. For information, call Aubrey Latham, 580-393-4440. Online at xitauctions.com. 21 acres on I-40 on the west side of Canute will sell Monday, December 29th at 1 p.m. XIT Auctions, ready to work for you.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
96.5 KECO, 100.1 KWFX. Today in Ag, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre. Just got back from a Wheeler General Store break. It is now time to take a look at your weather. It's the Hobart Farm and Garden weather update for Southwest Oklahoma. This afternoon, whoever they are, revised it originally. It was going to be in the low 50s today. Now they're saying upper 40s. So we'll say upper 40s this afternoon. Sunny skies, winds light. That's great because yesterday felt warm to me, felt warmer than the day before, even though the temperature was 6 to 8 degrees colder yesterday, because Wednesday we had so much wind It was brutal. Yesterday, technically colder, but felt better because there was no wind, and it's going to be similar today. So high in the upper 40s, wind should be light. Tonight, again, patchy freezing fog after midnight. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, gradually becoming clear, low drops all the way to 28 degrees. And then tomorrow, we're going to start the day with patchy fog, let's say early, before 8 or 9. And then it's going to clear out, get sunny, and the high is supposed to reach the mid-50s. So we'll say about 55, 56 degrees tomorrow afternoon. So this afternoon, upper 40s. Tomorrow, mid-50s. And let me see if I can grab some current Mesonet site temperatures, some air temperatures for you from southwest Oklahoma. We've got Hollis coming in at 35 degrees, Altus 44, Tipton 47. Hobart, how about you now? How about you, Hobart Farm and Garden? Hobart 40 degrees, Mangum 36, Bessie 36, Elk City 37. Greg Hartman is joining me. I'm Nathan Brewer, filling in for Jimmy Clark, who will be back on Monday. Do not cancel your subscription to the show, Jimmy. We'll be back on Monday. Greg Hartman, longtime horticulturalist working for the OSU Extension office in these parts. He said 23 years. What else you want to talk about today? What'd you bring for us?
Oh, probably the last thing that I want to mention here. I've got several things, but you know, as we get into colder weather, we're going to have ice. We're going to have snow. We're going to have areas where they need to put something on your concrete to make it where it's not as slick. So a lot of people choose like sodium chloride, you know, and if you're a chemistry buff, you know, that's NaCl. So Na, salt. So salt really does a great job as far as melting off ice, snow off your driveways, does a great job there. But let's look at it a little deeper. I mean, it does a lot of damage to your concrete. It's acidic, so it's going to eat the surface off that. And then those plants, those shrubs, the grass that's closest to the area where it slopes away from your home are probably going to get extra amount of salt on them. And you think, well, that's not too bad. Well, if you have salt-tolerant plants, it's not too bad. But think about salt in a way that salts are not good for plants because if you look at chemicals that are used to kill plants or kill anything, roadside, if you look in there, the main ingredient is salt. So if you salt your plants, maybe not this year, but in consecutive years, you could certainly salt those plants where they don't want to come back or they dwindle or they suffer amount that they're just not going to come back or they're not going to be as prevalent. So I get a question, what do we use if you don't want to use salt? Well, you can use cat litter because it is a very hard grain and you can get more traction on that. We try to use maybe just a little bit of salt with sand, mixed with sand. You know, sand is very gritty. It's a soil particle that's much bigger than like clay or a loam. And so with that grit, you're going to get more traction on those slicker surfaces. And plus, that'll give you a warming effect there with a little bit of the salt. That way you can hopefully de-ice your areas there and not cause too much problems. And I know with the colder temperatures we have coming on, I know it's a high priority to get the de-icer on in different places, especially places that are well attended, county courthouses, banks, U.S. Postal Service, people where people are coming and going. But just when you go to next time you go there, look and see if the plants around those areas have got problems. You know, I used to never look at trees till I got into horticulture. Now I drive down the road, I'm thinking, but that tree's got a problem. That tree's got a problem. So just take an honest look and see if you see a place where maybe they got salted or something happened to it because it happens all the time.
I'm looking at our text line. One of our listeners says, tell Jimmy hi. He's listening. So hello, Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy.
And then, Jimmy, I'm supposed to ask you if you like tomatoes.
I love tomatoes. I buy my tomatoes from Jimmy Clark.
No wonder he wanted me to ask you that.
I love my tomatoes. Jimmy Clark has great tomatoes, too.
What's his secret? Do you know?
That hoop house really helped him out a bunch. And, you know, Jimmy, he's tender, love, and care, you know. Jimmy lives it. Jimmy's in agriculture. So anyway, he knows all about it.
Earlier in the show, we were talking about deer, and I mentioned that my son saw a buck crossing Van Buren in Elk City. One of our listeners texted in, "The deer on Van Buren, was it pulling a sleigh?" I hadn't thought of that. Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. Greg, we got about a minute and a half left. What are your final thoughts for our listeners today?
Well, I've enjoyed my time here today, and when Jimmy called me and told me if I would like to come over, I certainly said yes. I'd love to come over because I've done that quite a bit in the 23 years that I've been here, either with different radio stations. And so he said that he said, "We'll compensate you on coming over here." And I said, "Well, that'll be great, because I listen to Nathan all the time, and I know Nathan has been here a long time. He's probably got one of those NIL deals already going. And so if I just have a small portion of his NIL deal, it'll be well worth my time coming over here." So I've really thought it was good. I know that's a pun there, but, you know, well, I just want to take a little pun there. But I would say, I know Jimmy talks a lot about the cattle markets and things, and I would just tell the listeners not to worry. If we can get the politics out of the cattle market, we'll all be okay. Because that's all that was in that last two or three weeks there, that or 4 weeks, that made the prices. And then we were looking for a correction anyway, and that's just a political way of making correcting it. And people are still going to eat beef.
We don't have enough beef.
So don't be scared. Don't run scared.
Greg Hartman, great job. Thanks for coming over and helping us out. This is 96.5 KECO Elk City and 100.1 KWFX in Woodward.
To Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
You've got it locked on Western Oklahoma and the Eastern Texas Panhandle's home for today's best country. Number one rated, 96.5 KECO Elk City.
News. I'm CJ Pop of the CDC Advisory Panel decides on a major change for the hepatitis B vaccine in infants in the U.S.
If the mother tests negative for hepatitis B, then the parents wait until the baby is at least 2 months old before deciding with their doctors whether to get the hepatitis B shot. This is a decades-old recommendation that all newborns get the hepatitis B vaccine. That is now finished.
Fox's Rich Etson opponents say routine shots offer lifelong protection against the virus. 30-year-old Brian Cole expected in court shortly charged with planting pipe bombs at the DNC and RNC headquarters on January 5th of 2021. U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi earlier on Fox and Friends.
A new team gathered on this case. Old evidence, new people, great police work.
Inflation changed little in September.